John Scott. The test vote on the Senate border bill is finished and, as many had expected, has been blocked. Before the vote, Senator John Cornyn of Texas claims that Republicans withdrew support for the bipartisan immigration bill because of President Biden.
If President Biden can't be trusted to enforce existing laws, which were largely the same as the ones in place when President Trump was in office, then what gives us the confidence that he will enforce these new changes? I think that's basically what happened. People realize, well, we can't trust him.
Cornyn interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, the sound of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking Hebrew in a news conference saying Hamas's demands for freeing hostages are delusional. The Prime Minister rejecting Hamas demands for a ceasefire. Secretary of State Blinken says a ceasefire deal is still possible. A Marine Corps helicopter carrying five troops has been located.
The military says that Marine helicopter has been found in a mountainous area outside of San Diego. It was located just after 9 in the morning Wednesday, California time, by civil authorities near the mountain community of Pine Valley. That's about a 45-mile drive from San Diego. But rescue crews said snow in the sparsely populated mountains covered in pine trees and thick brush was making access to the area challenging. Defense officials say the Marines were flying in a Sikorsky Super Stallion helicopter from Creech Air Force Base northwest of Las Vegas, where they had been doing unit-level training and were returning home to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. I'm Julie Walker.
Still no word on the five troops that were aboard the helicopter. This is SRN News. The biggest gambling blowout in U.S. history is just around the corner.
One in four adults in this country are expected to bet money on Sunday's Super Bowl in Las Vegas, 35% more than did so last year. It's a grim monument to the way in which gambling has consumed the nation, despite the efforts of clergymen and family advocates. Laura Everett of Massachusetts Council of Churches tells Religion News Service, quote, "Every time you expand gambling, there is a percentage of the population whose lives will be destroyed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another legal challenge to South Carolina's heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood says the measure should not apply at 6 weeks of pregnancy because the major components of the heart usually form around 9 weeks. This is just the latest attempt by abortion advocates to weaken the measure, which bars abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. The White House has marked Black History Month.
Speaking at a White House Black History gathering with Vice President Kamala Harris, President Joe Biden hosted dignitaries including Wes Moore, Maryland's first black governor. Biden said black history is American history and urged harmony.
Let's reflect on how we make history, not erase history. You know?
In the midst of a re-election bid, the president joked that he would host a similar event next February. Norman Hall, Washington.
Minnesota reaching a settlement with Eli Lilly in a price-gouging lawsuit filed against the country's three biggest insulin manufacturers. Attorney General Keith Ellison says it guarantees Minnesotans can now buy Lilly insulin for only $35 a month for the next 5 years. He says this settlement is likely to benefit as many as 500,000 residents, whether they have insurance or not. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.